Thanks a lot, folks. You guys have been a great audience. We just had a blast playing.
Yes, this is really, really fun playing here. I hope we get to come back. Hope we, you know, hope that this place gets to go on and on and on and on. It's a beautiful place to play and hear music. And I'd like to thank Greg and everybody that's working here at the Sedgwick.
That's easy for you and to say.
Beautiful quilts out there. That's a beautiful exhibit there.
Thanks
people,
to Mindy, too, for selling
And thanks
CDs.
To Mindy Flexer for selling friend. Our CDs for us. Thank you, Mindy.
Putting together the artwork with the kids back there.
Anthony fabulous. Over there on the knobs. He's doing a fine job.
Yes, sir.
Making the sound happen.
We'll be in Boston tomorrow. Where is it?
At the Museum of Our National Heritage, sorry.
Thank you.
That's natural law thing, I guess. I don't know. Something.
I forget the town. Boston. It's near Boston.
Lexington. If you got any buddies up in Lexington or Boston, we'll be up there tomorrow.
We'll be at the Bottom Line on Sunday, so tell your friends in New York City.
Yeah. Well, this is, yeah. Thank you, guys. I feel like we've just played to a bunch of people that really know music and it's great because we just play whatever is the most interesting to us. And
we play country music.
Oh yeah, it just depends on which country we're talking about at the time. So this is a real bluegrass tune, or at least it's a real bluegrass tune. It's an attempt at a real bluegrass tune. And at least I think, you know, even if the actual music doesn't quite fit into a bluegrass area, the title I think is certainly quite bluegrass. And it's called The Coal-Burning Grease Fire. Coal-Burning Grease Fire. And I think that's about as bluegrass a title as anyone would probably care to hear. And we'd like to play it for you right now, and then we'll end it, and we'd love to sign CDs for you and all that stuff after. So. Thanks.